Okay, one of the most important things in a Christian's life is learning how to study the Bible. Now, you're still young, and there's a lot about Bible study that you will not understand just now. But I want you to file it away in the back of your brain somewhere that studying the Bible can be a lifelong adventure. You can learn how to study the Bible, and there are many, many tools for helping you study the Bible. And some of them are a little bit beyond you right now. That's okay. All I want you to realize is there is an incredible adventure ahead of you in the years to come if you will learn how to really, really study the Bible. But here's how you're going to get started. You start by reading the Bible. You might want to start with the Gospel of John. There are good study Bibles in Christian bookstores for people of all ages. They've written them for young children, they've written them for adults, and everybody in between. And they're written with little notes at the bottom of the page or on the page somewhere that will help you understand what you're reading a little bit. That would be a good thing for you to ask for a birthday gift or for a Christmas gift, or if you could afford it, just to go get one now. But a good study Bible will help you understand God's Word. But you can start with any Bible. Some translations are kind of difficult to read, and there are adults that will help you if you don't understand something. They'd be thrilled for you to say, "What does this verse mean?" By the way, they may not know the answer either, but they'd be thrilled to help you find the answer. Start reading your Bible. The Gospel of John in the New Testament is a good place to start. You could also start with the Gospel of Luke, which both of these Gospels tell us information about the life of Jesus. After Luke finished the book of Luke, God caused him to write the book of Acts. And Acts tells about what happened in the early church after Jesus rose from the dead. So that's exciting too. You may want to read some of these books just to get started. Now, don't feel like you have to read too much at one time. You might just read a few verses, maybe a chapter, but maybe just a few verses, just part of a chapter. And as you read, ask God to help you understand. Just say, "Lord, I know this is your word, and I want to understand it better. Help me to understand it." And just read it. I would also encourage you to read it out loud. You'll understand it better if you hear your own mouth saying the words from God's Word. Read it out loud, just a little. Don't go too fast. Think about what you're reading. Don't just read the words. If you don't understand it, ask for help. You might even put a little question mark with a pencil in your Bible there if there's nobody there to help you at the moment. And then later on, you can open your Bible to your Sunday school teacher and say, "I've got a question about this verse," or your pastor or some other adult, your parents or whoever, and just talk with people about those verses that you've marked. So, start reading the Bible and ask God to help you learn, and He will. Another thing that I believe is very important, and this is the time to start, is start memorizing Bible verses. Your mind is probably in a better place to start memorizing verses right now than it ever will be in the future. Now, a lot of adults use excuses that they're too old to memorize verses. That's not really true. They're just making an excuse because it's not easy to memorize verses. But all of us can memorize verses, no matter how old we are. We just have to see how important it is. If we get it in our heart and mind that this is God's Word, and I need God's Word in my heart. Do you remember that verse that says, "Thy Word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee"? If you've ever gone to Vacation Bible School, it's part of the pledge to the Bible. We need to hide God's Word in our heart. Well, what does that mean? It means memorize it. Memorize it. And then God can use it in your heart. He's living inside you right now. The Holy Spirit is God living inside you. But He will use God's Word as you memorize it, to teach you and to remind you and to help you and to give you strength day by day. So you have to memorize it. You say, "Well, what should I memorize?" Well, I'd start with John 3:16. That's the most beloved verse in the whole Bible. But I can give you some more help and verses to memorize if you'll ask me for it. I've got some cards that we use with the FCA at Tellico Plains High School that help them memorize Bible verses, and I'll be glad to give you a set of those cards if you'll just let me know. Start reading and start memorizing the Bible.